Dictation for Larry Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y, July 30, 50. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Larry, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, prior nephrectomy, right-sided heart failure, edema, last visit in January, comes accompanied with wife, syncopal episode, apparently from bradyarrhythmia, requiring a pacemaker placement, midland, no heart attack or other abnormalities. Dr. Esan, E-S-A-N. There has been worsening of edema, weight from 232 to 248. According to wife, not following a restricted diet. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies change in urination, cloudiness, or blood. There has been also increase of dyspnea, but no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Minimal cough, clear sputum, no hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea, PND. Follows CHF clinic, Mrs. Garcia. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Coric, Hydralazine, Norvasc, Vumex, and Cardura. Remains on diabetes cholesterol management, antidepressants. Next paragraph, present weight 248, previously 232. Blood pressure by nurse 133.57. Lungs are completely clear. No pleural effusion consolidation, pacemaker on the left sided, a minor crusty area, but no inflammatory changes, edema from the toes to the lower abdomen. There is also morbid obesity. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in February, creatinine 2.7. This is about baseline for the last 1 year, representing a GFR of 23, stage 4. A normal sodium potassium acid base, a low albumin 3.5, corrected calcium normal to low, phosphorus not elevated, low platelet count mild, anemia 8.9. Next paragraph. Most recent iron studies, November, ferritin 128, saturation 14%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no evidence of pulmonary edema. Does not require any oxygen. He does have right-sided heart failure. Next number, increased weight, shortness of breath, edema from right-sided heart failure. And probably also proteinuria nephrotic syndrome. He is not doing salt restriction. I'm going to discontinue Norvasc. I'm going to increase the Cardura to 4 milligrams. They will call me in a week with weights and blood pressures. At that time, I might increase slightly the Vumex, as he has no evidence of pulmonary edema. I'm trying to be very cautious on diuretic because of the potential exacerbation of renal failure. Next number, recent syncopal episode, bradyarrhythmia, pacemaker placement. Next number, previously documented a small kidney on the left side. Testing for renal artery stenosis was technically difficult. Next number is ischemic cardiomyopathy, prior three-vessel bypass and a stent, previously reported pulmonary hypertension, dilated right ventricle. Next number, anemia, which might be exacerbating the CHFs. Receive RNS just a few days ago. We will update iron studies on the next blood test for further replacement. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, update PTH. Next number, comments. He has done the dialysis class. He will do dialysis when the time comes. He has chosen to do hemodialysis at home. We discuss about the AV fistula. We will wait for next blood test to make a final decision. All issues discussed with the patient end of dictation.